I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's insurance commissioner, Jim Beck, surrendered to federal authorities this morning after a grand jury indicted him on 38 counts of wire fraud, mail fraud, and money laundering. The Republican from Carrollton allegedly ran a scheme which took more than $2 million from the Georgia Underwriting Association, where he was the general manager. B.J. Pack is the U.S. attorney for the North District of Georgia.
There's payment on personal credit card expenses and investments in personal accounts. There's, of course, payments to Jim Beck for Georgia Inc., which I believe is his campaign account.
The AJC reports that Beck's arraignment hearing is set for 2:30 this afternoon. Governor Brian Kemp is postponing a trip to Los Angeles next week due to backlash from his recent signing of anti-abortion legislation. A spokesman for the governor says Kemp will instead tour production studios in Georgia to reaffirm his commitment to the film industry. A number of high-profile actors have pledged to stop filming in the state in response to the so-called heartbeat bill. Georgia is currently the third largest film industry hub in the country behind California and New York. The first meeting of an Atlanta group tasked with evaluating government ethics and transparency took place last night. The City Council approved the 13-member Task Force for the Promotion of Public Trust earlier this year. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms addressed the commission to start the meeting.
It matters not if we've done all of these great things on behalf of our communities, if people don't trust us, and if they don't believe that we are operating with the utmost integrity.
Over the next few months, the group will evaluate the city government's ethics, transparency, and compliance before submitting written recommendations. The next public meeting is June 18th. And two teens who admitted to planning a deadly attack on Etowah High School in Woodstock have been sentenced to 20 years in prison, followed by 20 years of probation. The AJC reports that Alfred Dupree and Victoria McCurley pleaded guilty last week to conspiracy to commit murder and other charges. They were arrested in October of 2017 when both were 17 years old. In sports, the University of Georgia will name the field at Sanford Stadium after Hall of Fame coach Vince Dooley. This according to the Athens Banner-Herald. The State Board of Regents approved the name change on Tuesday. Dooley coached the Dogs for 25 years and led the team to its last national championship in 1980. The dedication will take place at Georgia's 2019 opening game on September 7th. And the Atlanta Hawks will have the 8th and 10th selections in next month's NBA draft. This after the draft lottery took place last night. The top overall pick went to New Orleans. The draft takes place on June 20th in New York City. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.